This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel, asking it to do everything it can to protect civilians caught in the fighting in Gaza. But he's stressing that the U.S. supports Israel in its battle with Hamas and believes it has the right to defend itself, saying just moments ago,
"As long as the United States stands, Israel will never stand alone." Today, in my fourth visit to Israel since October 7th, I reiterate that in all my discussions.
On October 7th, Hamas attacked Israel, setting off the war. This morning, the Israeli military says it's got Gaza City surrounded as it closes in on Hamas, it says. And Israel is warning that it's on high alert for possible attacks on its border with Lebanon as fears grow that this conflict could widen. Here at home, a lot of people were waiting to see that jobs report for October to see how the labor market's doing. The AP's Shelley Adler with the numbers that are just in.
While the number was scaled back last month, the nation's employers added a modest but still decent 150,000 jobs. It's a sign that the labor market remained resilient despite economic uncertainties and high interest rates that have made borrowing much costlier for companies and consumers. Last month's job growth, though down sharply from a robust 297,000 job gain in September, was solid enough to suggest that many companies still want to hire and that the economy remains sturdy.
President Biden goes to Lewiston, Maine today, where a gunman killed 18 people on October 25th. The president is expected to pay respects to the survivors and grieve with families and community members. A driver tried to crash through the gates of a South Carolina nuclear plant last night near Seneca, about an hour after security asked the same car to leave when it tried to enter. Nobody hurt. They're looking for the driver. This is AP News. A deadly storm has hit Europe. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with the latest.
Record-breaking winds in France and across much of Western Europe have left at least five people dead and injured several others. Storm Ciarán charged through the continent through Thursday, a weather event plunging vast numbers of people into darkness, damaging properties and disrupting travel. In France, the storm blew out windows and left 1.2 million households without electricity. A truck driver killed when a tree hit his vehicle in northern France, and emergency workers were hurt. Roofs were torn from homes on the Channel Islands, where gusts of more than 100 mph hit, while hundreds of schools stayed close in the English coastal communities of Cornwall and Devon. Charles de Ledesma, London.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.